Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kaya. How may I help you?
Okay, I was calling to cancel this order that I have with you guys.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Can I have your zip code, please?
33313.
33313. Thank you.
Yes,
just
ma'am.
One brief moment.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. We got my first and last name.
Shirley Harrington, H-E-R-I-N-G-T-O-N.
Just one more moment. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to find that account. If you don't mind spelling your first name for me.
S-H-I-R-L-E-Y.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Is there another last name that could be associated with this account?
Addison.
Okay. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And just for verification purposes, may I please have your shipping address?
4083 Northwest 19th Street. That's Lauderdale, Florida. 33313.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'm just looking over this account here. I am showing that you have the Focus Pods, which are wireless earbuds. They have great battery and sound quality. Let me see. Do you have two of those, or you have Focus Pods and a watch?
No, it's a youth for whole diet.
Okay.
You have a youth for diet.
Yes, ma'am. So I see your account, but not for those products.
Sitting outside in the airplane going by. So it'll be about a minute. Okay, now what you were saying?
Yes, ma'am. I do see an account for you. I did pull up an account, but it's not for those any diet products. It's for two electronics.
I'm looking at my bank statement. And this is the number I got from the bank statement. They use the whole diet. STAMI and the number 855-595-9237. I think it did. $18.94.
Yes, ma'am. I'm not pulling up those charges or that product.
Wow. So it come up my bank statement, but you can't pull it up. That's strange.
Let me see here.
Because it come out on the 10th of every month?
No, ma'am.
Sometimes 26th, 25th. You don't see that?
I just see charges on the 22nd and 23rd of May.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at, too, on the other down. But you're still saying you for whole diet on the 26th?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, please?
On the 26th of May? I'm looking at it right here on my bank. I just got the bank statement today.
And you said the amount was $18?
Yeah, but I'm looking at the other one at the bottom, and it says $64.97.
Yes, ma'am, and that was for an electronic product, some wireless earbuds and a watch.
Oh, that Ben got that one. I have that. I received that. That's not on my statement.
Yes, ma'am. But for the diet products, I'm not showing that on here.
How did this statement get on my printout if this is not being taken out of my bank account? And this is the number that I got before I called you guys.
Do you know the name, like the brand of the product? if you don't mind repeating that. I think you did say it.
It's a, all I know is it's a Youth for Whole Diet, STAMI.
Okay.
I say it's from California, CA, VH from California.
Okay, so I'm not familiar with that brand either. I know you said this was the number that you had on your statement, but for that product, I'm not pulling up any information for that.
So what about Sharply Quality Health?
What was the charge on that?
Oh, 5.97 on that one.
Okay, okay, wait. So $5.97, I am showing for shipping and handling on May 7th for these electronic products. I'm still not pulling up any keto. You say you're familiar with the watch and earbuds, but that's all that I'm showing.
And it ain't showing on my bank statement because I did receive it. But it's not showing up on my bank statement. What you call it? The earbuds?
Focus earbuds?
No, it's not on my statement. Focus earbuds, nope.
Yes, ma'am. Sometimes it may appear a little different on the statement, but if it's a $64.97 charge or that $18.94, that was for the electronic products, the earbuds and the shipping and handling.
So I got the diet supplements.
I'm not sure where the diet supplements were from.
Yep. Right on my bank statement. Use the diet statement. Supplements. Yep. Burn that fat. It ain't on my statement, though. Maybe it'll come on the next month statement because when the bank give us, they give us a statement a month behind. They don't give me the statement like I wanted in June. You have to go there and request it. And then they give it to you, but they send it like that, a month behind.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Like I got this state, last month's statement for this month, and this month's statement coming up will be for next month. We have to go into the bank and ask for one of the month that we need it on, like this month, June. We haven't got no June statement. We got the May statement.
Yes, ma'am, but those charges, they are here. They're just for a different product, so.
So with the earmug, if I already got it, then I'm up in the council.
No, there's
it's
nothing
not
to cancel. It's
Yeah, right, that's what I'm saying. That was like a, what you call that? Oh, shoot. A free gift or something other like that. Something other he was telling me on my phone when I had called him.
Yes, ma'am. It's like a 14-day trial, 14 days to receive it and see it. Yeah, and if you like it, then you just bill the full price. If you didn't like it, you just have to call in before you will bill to return it.
So how much that bill would be? I have to pay for that every month? How did I do that?
No, ma'am. It's not every month. This was paid on the 23rd and the 20th. Yeah, 23rd, and you paid the $64.97 and the $69.97 for two electronic products, and that's it. You don't have to pay anything else. You won't receive anything else either.
Oh. I don't understand this. And you don't see nothing in the state, in the, whatever it is, you for a whole diet. You don't see none of that.
No, ma'am, but what I was saying was sometimes it appears different on the statement, but the charges matched, and it's probably what it was for. But you said on the 28th, nothing was billed on the 28th, just the 23rd and the 7th.
Mm-hmm. Of this month or last month?
Last month.
Yeah, last month. And I'm looking back on the first hour. I don't see nothing on the phone. Put my health insurance Family Dollar house control deposit. I don't see nothing else. On the front. I turn on the back, and that's when I see all these statements. No, you don't know about the other. You say, hello, rough diet. Huh? You don't know about that one either. That was on the 10th.
That was on the 5th? And how much 10th. Was it for the 10th? And how much was the amount?
1987. And then I called his number and said it was not in service. I don't understand. I called his number 4784, the last four numbers. And it says not in service, but it's taking the money out every month.
Yes, ma'am. I'm not sure about anything that's been charging you every month. Just the month of May, where you paid $5.97 and $18.94 for shipping and handling and the warranty for a product. And then you paid the $64.97, $69.97 for those electronics, the earbuds and a watch.
So I know you'll have y'all you have nothing to do this, but the 1987. It's been coming out of our bank statement from January up until now to the 5th. And this you say this ain't got nothing to do, you know, y'all, because you don't know about the Hello Rough diet.
Yes, because
the number not in service. I can't talk to them on the phone in order for them to stop that payment. I don't know how I'm supposed to do that. They're gonna take it out again for this month, and I don't want them to do it.
You can't reach out to your bank about that? Probably telling your
bank to go in. Yeah, we have to go in because they close now. We have to go in Monday.
Yeah.
And see what they can do. Yeah. That's what we'll do. We'll go in. I'll take these paper bags with me so they can get the numbers and everything off. Yeah. Okay, then. So you've been such a great help. I sure appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. No problem at
and
all.
Stay safe. And
here. You too, and thank you so much for calling customer support.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, mommy. How are you?